So we call this program Cutting Through Fear because it's based on a very ancient Tibetan tradition called chut, which means to cut or to sever. This is a practice that was propagated in the 11th century by a great female yogini or saint called Machik Lapdran. Machik means the one mother, and Lap is the place she was from, and Drun means torch. She's the one mother torch of Lap. This is a practice that's widely practiced in Tibet, in all the different sects of Tibet, in the Nyingma, the Kargyu, the Gelugpa, and so on. And it's one of the few practices that is universally done by all the various lineages. And it all points back to Machik Lapdran, which is interesting because she was a woman, and there are not a lot of women lineage holders in Tibet, and yet her teaching has permeated into the very fabric of every part of Tibetan Buddhism. It's also a practice that seems to have roots in pre-Buddhist teachings, in the shamanic teachings, because during the practice of chud, you actually undergo your own death, and through that which you meet during the time of your descent or your own disillusion, that which you meet and that which you understand in that state becomes then that from which you are healed, which is a typical shamanic practice. Shamanism being a type of spiritual tradition that is known all over the world, in Siberia, in Africa, in the Native American cultures, and so on. And generally in the shamanic traditions, there's a process of letting go of one's body and offering it, and then that to which it's offered becomes that which the shaman can heal. And I'd like to be clear that we are not learning the chud practice itself as it's taught traditionally. We are learning something of the essence of what it teaches. And a method which I've evolved after 20 years of teaching this practice in the West that makes it accessible to Westerners who are not doing the traditional practice and yet need the benefits that come from this practice.